This week's gospel reading includes the famous parable that likens the kingdom of heaven to a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds, hides again, and then joyfully sells all that he has in order to buy that field and possess the treasure. This parable makes me think of a famous Hasidic story. It's one that's told in a few different ways and attributed to several different sources, but it generally goes like this. Once upon a time, a tailor in a little village had a very powerful dream. He dreamt that a valuable treasure was hidden, buried under a bridge in a city far away from him. So Moshe, let's call him Moshe, journeys to that city, finds the bridge, and he walks around and around it, thinking about how he's going to tackle digging up this treasure that he saw in his dream, when someone notices and demands to know what he's doing. The tailor kind of debates what to do, and finally, he tells his secret to the man, who promptly bursts into laughter. "You crazy dreamer. I also dreamt that a valuable treasure lay buried under the house of Moshe the tailor. But am I going to set off on a journey there?" At which point, Moshe immediately takes his wagon, hitches his horses, and hurries back home to dig in his own backyard. And there he discovered the treasure. At the sight of it, Moshe declared, "Now this mystery has been revealed to me. The treasure had always lain buried in my house, but I had to leave my town and wander far away in order to discover it in my own house." Now, obviously, there's no real connection between the parable and this story, but I think the two work really well together in helping us to find something meaningful. Moshe learns that what he seeks wasn't as complicated as he anticipated. Sometimes, perhaps like the prodigal son, we have to travel far to find that our real treasure was waiting for us at home all the time. This week, we just started reading the book of Deuteronomy in synagogues, and so in a few weeks, we will arrive at this powerful reminder in chapter 30. "This commandment that I'm commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?' No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe." All of this is to say that for believers, Jewish and Christian, the treasure that is nearness with God is one that demands much, as we see in the parable. It requires commitment and investment. That said, the treasure that we seek is neither as far away nor as demanding as we might imagine. It is as close as our own homes, our own mouths, and our own hearts.